Hey, what's up? Hello. Welcome to Sounds Fake But Okay, a podcast where an Aero Ace girl, I'm Sarah, that's me.
And a bi-demisexual girl, that's me, Kayla.
Talk about all things to do with love, relationships, sexuality, and pretty much anything else we just don't understand.
On today's episode, body count.
Sounds fake, but okay. Welcome back to the pod.
Recording by the light of day.
By the light of day.
I can see everything. I'm feeling awake. I just had a caffeine.
I love this for you.
It's only 3 p.m.
Yeah. On a weekday.
On a weekday,
no less. Because my boss was just like, yeah, Friday. And I was like, okay.
Was it like because it's Good Friday or just
yeah,
like...
Yeah, and like some other...
Does he do Good Friday?
No, he's Jewish.
That's what I thought. Okay. Well, I love that for you.
But here we are. I mean, I was still working this morning, but
yeah,
I wasn't at work.
I wasn't, because I don't have
a job. Because you're unemployed? Great.
Just your weekly reminder.
Yeah.
My favorite thing to do recently, two things. First, is when people complain about their jobs. I like to say, at least you have one, because it makes them really uncomfortable. And I find that funny.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I've had some like preliminary job interviews this week, which has been exciting. And when they ask you, like, why are you leaving your company? And I'll be like, oh, like we went through layoffs. And it also makes the hiring manager really uncomfortable because they are not expecting that. And they feel bad for you. But also, it's like, that have to keep doing their job.
Yep.
And it's honestly really enjoyable to watch because then it also, for some reason it like shifts the power balance.
It shifts the dynamic, yeah.
Because they falter, it's like a little bit more like, okay, they're a human. I don't know. It's like a very, it's really fun to, I don't know.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
I got blocked by Scooter Braun on Twitter this morning. That was great.
I'm so happy for you.
I saw that my friend had tweeted something at him and gotten blocked almost immediately. So I was like, he's online.
He's here.
And
did you tweet him immediately?
I agreed with what she said. So I just reiterated what she said. And I was like, hey, saw that you blocked my friend for this. But like, I just wanted to really point out.
Let you know. Yeah.
I wish I had like paid closer attention because it was less than 10 minutes later I was blocked, but I wasn't even like, I wasn't keeping an eye on it. Like I just like, I went back and I was like, oh, I'm blocked now.
How many people do you think he has blocked?
So
like
many.
Thousands, right?
It's got to be so many.
I love that.
Like in the past couple days, he's been blocking people left and right.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he has like a bunch of Swifties blocked from like a couple years ago. And now Army is coming after him. So there's like multiple fandoms, I feel like, that have come for him.
The Beliebers. The Arianators, demis fans are called.
You're so right. Wow. Yeah. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. And like, I'm mostly in the Army pocket of people yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also like all hype groups. So it's like other K-pop fans also. It's not just ARMY.
Why is he even getting on Twitter anymore? Like
I don't know.
Why are you even there?
I don't know, man.
I love that.
He has his Instagram comments limited.
I bet he does.
He posted something that was definitely intended to kind of taunt ARMY a little bit. And I looked at the post about 30 minutes after he posted it, and I looked in the comments, and there were some comments that made it through that were like, you're a piece of shit. You literally have photos of yourself with Benjamin Netanyahu on your Instagram right now.
Yikes.
Like, no. And, so I liked a bunch of them. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I went back to the post, and all of them were gone.
I bet.
So.
Oh man.
Anyway, fuck that guy.
Sure. Yeah.
They had another truck outside Hybe this morning. Actually, Hybe was having their shareholder meeting today. And so they had a truck outside the shareholder meeting, but it seems like they reinstated Mr. Scooter.
Boo.
Also, they are merging with UMG, and the CEO of UMG is accused in the Diddy case. So things are going really
lovely.
Well.
Yeah.
It's really great when all the members of BTS are in the military and can't really wield their power in the company.
Yeah. That's so interesting, the timing of all this.
It's really fun.
How convenient.
And the tagline for the company is, well, I suppose they changed it, which makes, okay, it's currently We Believe in Music, but previously, and I think in some places, it still says Artists for Music and Healing.
Yeah. Can't
and so
do
people
that.
Are like, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to that?
She's gone.
Anyway, let's do a podcast. What are we talking about this week?
This week, we're talking about the body count.
The body count, indeed. What is the body count? Because when people say body count, my initial thought is people
murder.
Killed.
Right. I suppose that is still a definition in mm-hmm. some areas. But for our purposes, it is how many people you have had sex with.
Every time I'm just like, murder? And that
literally
tells you a lot about my brain.
So I thought of this because I saw a post about body counts in the asexuality Reddit.
Mm-hmm.
And also it just made me think of like other areas that I've been like hearing people talk about body count a lot. And a lot of the comments, there's a lot of comments on this post in Reddit. And there are several posts about murder. So
Yeah. I was looking up some stuff and one of them was like a Reddit post that was just like, what do you think is a high body count? Like what counts as a high body count? And the top comment is, I'm not at liberty to discuss the amount of bodies in my backyard. Good day, sir. So
I love that. Yeah, I think for me, the place that I've been hearing body count talked about the most, because like I don't, no one in my mm-hmm. actual life talks mm-hmm. about that.
Yeah.
Because I'm not 16.
Don't hate on 16-year-olds like that. Some of them know
right.
better.
18. but
How
I watch a lot.
Because
then it's legal.
Because
anyway,
now they're an adult.
Because now they're an adult. Anyway, 16-year-olds should not be talking about body count. Anyway.
I would argue no one should, but here we are.
No one should. Well, yes, but yeah.
Here we are. Whole episode about it.
Yeah. I watch a lot of Cody Ko videos where he reacts to like the button. Do you know what the button is?
No.
Okay. It's a YouTube show by one of, I don't remember.
Yes.
Which. Yes. Where the people sit down and they like go on a speed date. And then if they like want to reject the person, they like press the button. They so it's like right button. In front of their face. Just like, goodbye. Hate you.
Yeah.
So like shows like that. He does like reaction videos to dating, online dating shows like that. And it's really interesting to hear like a lot of people ask each other very similar questions about like, what's your type? Or like,
mm-hmm.
when's the like what's the longest relationship you've been into, or like what are your red flags, whatever, all the very stereotypical questions. But one that mm-hmm. comes up often is body count.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very interesting to see how people react to being asked that, and like what people's reactions are to different numbers, whether they're like, oh, that's like too low or too high.
Too low. I guess the thought process is like, you must not be good enough at sex then.
No, there was one guy who I think, like, they
you're not
asked,
desirable? There's something wrong with you?
Like, the button asked them about, like, the voice inside the button asked the people about their body count. And the girl was like, oh, like, a lady never tells. And then the guy was like, six. And she was like, six? And I was like, okay.
What?
Okay.
I don't understand.
I don't either, but, like, I don't know. It doesn't make... I mean, a lot of things about modern dating do not make sense to me.
And that's why we have this podcast.
And that's why we have this podcast. But, like, I don't... Okay. I understand wanting to know the sexual experience of the person mm-hmm. you are dating for a multitude of reasons. If sex is very important to you,
mm-hmm.
I can understand wanting to be, like, I don't want you to be, like, a virgin. I want someone that's, like, equally as experienced.
I don't want to have to be the person, like teach holding you. Your hand through this
right.
whole thing.
Like, yeah. So I can understand that, like, sex is really important to me in relationships. I want to date someone whose sex is important to them. Like, I want us mm-hmm. to be on a similar level. Mm-hmm. I get that. I also get, like, if you are someone who does not want to have sex, that you yep. want to make sure your priorities are on the same level there also. So, like, I get it. That stuff is important. But I don't see how, like, the number of bodies is helpful to figuring those values out.
It kind of just becomes a stand-in.
Yes.
Where it's like, if it's in this range, I consider that acceptable. If it's outside of this range, I consider it unacceptable.
Yeah. It's like, in some ways, I guess I can see how the information would be helpful if it's too many bodies, mm-hmm. but that's also incredibly subjective.
It is.
But, like, if you are looking for, like, a very serious relationship and this person very clearly has, like, a lot of casual sex, then maybe, mm-hmm. again, that's, like, your values are not matching.
Yeah. Well, because when I was just looking up stuff about this, I found this post from Reddit. It's r/changemyview. And this person is saying that body count does matter, especially when looking for long-term relationships. When trying to date someone, high body count is a red flag because that person has already dated/hooked up a lot and probably has an issue with commitment when I'm looking for long-term. Also, a lot of mental health disorders, mostly the severe one, include sexual hypersexuality, impulsivity/risk-taking as a symptom. When I read that, I was like, yeah, that could be a reason why a person might have a high body count, and you should take that into consideration. But this person is like, I don't want anyone who has a mental health disorder, therefore, what? Anyway, continuing.
That's also really fucked up.
Also, for people with body counts of over 20, with that level of impulsivity and risk-taking, do you really think that person you hardly know was responsible and used protection for every single time? Blah, blah, blah,
blah,
blah.
This all feels very discriminatory.
It does. This whole body count positivity movement and debate mostly relies on the whole why can men have as much sex as they want but women can't argument, but my argument/thinking goes for both genders.
I hate all of that.
Me too. The top comment is, they say, the problem with this assumption is that priorities change, but you can't undo the quote-unquote body count.
Yes.
So if, hypothetically, I'm single in my 20s and not looking for a long-term relationship, casual hookups are likely to be preferred to long-term commitments. That's likely to result in a large number of casual sexual partners. It doesn't mean I'm impulsive, it doesn't mean I'm irresponsible, and it doesn't mean I have a mental disorder. It means I'm pursuing the types of relationships that I currently find preferable. Then I hit 30 or whatever and decide I would like a long-term commitment. Just because I didn't want one in the past, I'm incapable of wanting one now. I can't undo the number of people I've had sex with, but you're judging me for it even though I've changed what I'm looking for in a partner. Explain how this is fair, because if you're going to hold this over my head, I'm going to mark it as a red flag against the long-term viability of our relationship.
No, I think that's incredibly fair. That's one of the first things I thought about, and I think something in some of the comments I was looking at was saying was that, okay, yeah. So this person basically just said, I don't care. Things change. People change. Today is what matters. Which, like, I think gets at the crux of what that person was saying. That, like, your priorities about sex and the types of relationships you have can and probably will change throughout your life. Like, that's just how it works. And then, yes, holding a person accountable for, like, their past in that way is not helpful.
Yeah, I mean, and this person, like, the OP replies, and we're like, well, like, I'm in my early 20s, and I was just, like, thinking of people my age, but it's like, but you can still change your mind at that age, like, that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like you can only have a change in priorities at 30.
Yeah. I'm also seeing a lot of comments about how, like, we were talking about how asking someone about their body count is often a stand-in for figuring out kind of their values and preferences around sex. And there's a lot of really good comments about how that just, like, does not actually line up. So this person said, I'm asexual in a relationship with an allo and my body count is higher than his. So daily reminder that asexuals don't experience sexual attraction, but attraction is not the same as libido or interest in sex. And I say that as a sex repulsed ace.
This person says, in response to that post, a lot of people are really reacting strongly to the, like, oh, mental disorders.
Yeah, fair.
Hypersexuality. Because, again, when I first, I didn't read it in context at first. Like, I just saw the words and I was like, oh, that's an interesting point. because that could absolutely influence the number. And then I read in the context it was written in, and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Anyway, this person goes, why do you suppose someone who likes sex doesn't use condoms? That's fucking stupid on its face. And this guy goes, I like driving my car too. I also always wear seatbelts. Go off. Also, this person was like, please provide evidence that links my enjoyment of sex to mental illness.
Yeah.
And then this person says, are you seeking to have a relationship with murders and killers or something? How do you know how many people they've killed? Or are you using body count to refer to something else entirely? What if I told you using body count to refer to those you've had sex with is in itself more of a red flag to most people than what you've posted here?
Yeah, I mean...
And this person says, it sounds like it's not actually the number that matters to you. It's the mindset that leads to the numbers.
Yeah.
Like, person A has had six partners. They were at a point in their life where they decided it wasn't a good time for a serious relationship. They wanted to focus on their career, but still wanted to have sex. They fully discussed with each partner that they weren't looking for a relationship and practiced safe sex every time. Person B had 25 sexual partners. They cheated on a long-term partner without protection. They then start dating the side piece and cheats on them. They ultimately become a serial cheater, sometimes bouncing back between the same few partners. You would say that person B was a red flag, and reasonably so. Now switch the numbers, but keep the same stories. Who's the red flag? Both numbers are possible for either person. It's the reason that matters. You wouldn't just know the story by the number.
Very, very true.
What is a high body count?
I don't know. Like, I mean, I think it definitely depends on your age.
Mm.
Because, or like how many years you've been sexually active, I guess. But I don't even know where to begin with that.
And looking at this stuff, it seems like no one can agree. Like, it really depends on your lifestyle and the lifestyle of the people around you. Because, like, this person's saying, like, context matters. Like, if you're 40 and you've been single for 20 years, a 20 body count could be very low. If you're 18 and you've been sexually active for half a year, it's pretty high. And then someone goes, in what world is 20 ever low? I would struggle to sleep with that many people in a lifetime. So, like, it's...
Well, it's also like, it depends so vastly on the way you view sex and where, what you think sex
is. How you define sex.
Yeah. And where, like, what context you're having sex in. Are you only having sex in relationships? Are you doing casual hookups? Mm-hmm. Are you in the kink community and you're going to, like, play parties and you're a swinger? Mm-hmm. And so then you're having, like, orgies. And so, like, in one night, you're hitting 20. It's like, where, like, it's so dependent.
And also, in that circumstance, how many of those count as bodies for you as an individual?
Yes.
Like, if you're, like, all if you're all part of the activity, does that make all of them bodies? Or,
It doesn't... I don't even know where to begin with that. Like, I don't know what people view as, like... Even in terms of, like, numbers of partners or, like, as getting even more, like, simple as, like, how many people you've kissed. Like, I know several people, and especially in college, that kept, like, kiss lists, which was, like, a fun, silly thing to do. Like, every time they, like, made out with someone at a party or whatever, they'd, like, add it to their little list. And it was, like, a cute thing. There wasn't, like, harmful intent behind
it. It was just, like, a silly little keeping track.
Yeah. It was just, like, a silly little thing. But it's, like, I don't... First of all, I'm bad at conceptualizing numbers. Second of all... I think, like, as a demi person, I'm just, like, not, I don't know.
Yeah. This person says, fortunately, my best friend told me that bad sex doesn't count, so I'm still counting on one hand over here.
That is funny. Because that's the thing, too. It's, like, if you're using body count to understand, like, okay, they've had sex with 20 people, that must mean they're really experienced. Mm. They could still be so, so bad at sex.
Oh, yeah.
So bad.
Yeah. I think the real question with body count is just, like, how frequently do you find new sex partners and under what circumstances?
Yeah.
And then you can judge whether that aligns with your preferred lifestyle or not. Yeah. It's not necessarily that one, that it's, like, a bad or a good judgment.
Yeah. Yeah, I like, obviously, I don't think either of us think that any of these options are, like, morally incorrect.
Like, I think sometimes just, like, the societal implication is that more is worse. And I'm just clarifying for the listener, we don't necessarily agree with that.
No.
Shocking, we don't agree with society.
Who would have thought? No, I think it's completely dependent. And I think, like you said, everyone has different lifestyles. Everyone values sex differently in their relationships, being A-spec or not. Like that comment said, mm-hmm. you can be A-spec and have way more sex than an allo person. Like, it's not, that has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
But people value different things in relationships. And so, like, it's frustrating because I think this is a very important thing to talk about when entering, especially into committed relationships. I think, like, a casual hookup, I don't know that you really need to know a person's mm-hmm. philosophy about that kind of thing if you're not looking to form, like, a long-term something.
Yeah.
But, like, in a relationship, it makes sense that you would want to know a person's values about everything when it comes to a relationship. And using body count as a shorthand for that, I think, is so unhelpful. Because then you could just be like, well, I asked them their body count, and now we don't need to talk about this anymore. I'm just going to assume that because they have a high body count, they want to have sex all the time. And so do I. So this is going to be great. And then it turns mm-hmm. out that that's not the case. And now what are we going to do?
Right. And it's so often, like, uses a judgment on women and yes. not on men. And so there's this Quora question where it's just, should I be bothered about my girlfriend's high body count? First of all, no additional information. We don't even know how this person defines high body count. Like,
excellent.
One of the responses is from this man who claims to be Orson Scott Card. It's not Orson sure. Scott Card. He's a former professor. He retired in 2023 from Southern Virginia University. Anyway,
hi, this is Sarah from the future. Guys, that is, I'm pretty sure that's the real Orson Scott Card. For those of you who don't know who that is, he's an author. He wrote Ender's Game, which, as I recall, was a really good book. But I just did some Googling on him, and he is a Mormon, and also he's homophobic. And apparently this comment seems to actually be from him, either that or someone who's very dedicated to imitating him on Quora. So I just can take that into consideration as you hear what he said. Okay, thank you.
He says, it depends how important it is to you to, quote, boldly go where no man has gone before.
Unquote. Oh, no.
With experience, your girlfriend knows better how to please you and how to guide you in pleasing her.
That's not necessarily true.
If your partner is completely inexperienced, sexual sensations can be disturbing and even scary, and it takes time to get over the awkwardness. But at least she can't compare you to other men and find you lacking. If you are pleased by your girlfriend's company and you both want to build a marriage, her body count is as relevant as her measles and chickenpox as a child or her broken arm from a skating party last year.
What?
Part of her past, but not part of her present. Only if there's one guy she never got over is there likely to be a problem. This is a wild response.
Okay, I was...
There are tidbits in there that I agree with.
Yeah, well, like, that I agree with. Like, yes, that is part of her past, not her present. I agree with that. But, like, the beginning... this guy's going all over the place.
Yeah. But I think a lot of it really is just about, like, sexual purity and, like, men...
Oh, 100%.
Wanting a sexually pure woman, whatever that means, but you also don't necessarily want a woman with no experience because then they can't please you as much as you want.
Right. Well, I think it goes for men, too. Yeah. I think there's also a view of, like, men should have, like, in the view of other men, yeah. to be a good man, you should have a higher body count.
Yeah.
And if you have a really low body count, then you're, like, a loser.
And also to impress other men and to be like, hey, look, yeah. I can get bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. But then to a woman, a high body count might be a little scary if you yeah. are, like, looking for something committed and someone has a high body count. It's easy to make the jump of, like, they don't even, you know, mm-hmm. the incorrect assumption that means right. whatever. So I think... it's bad on all sides for different reasons because it puts all these moral judgments on people and allows you to make assumptions about their, I don't like masculinity or femininity or like what their mm-hmm. lifestyle is. That's just like completely not.
Yeah. Well, and I'm looking at like related questions on Quora and it's, is 7 a high body count for a 20-year-old girl? I'm a 15-year-old girl and my body count is double digit. Is that really bad? What is considered a high body count for a female? Does it matter if a woman has a high body count? What is an acceptable body count for a woman? Like, no mention of men at all.
No. No, 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 no. No.
So, sexism. The patriarchy.
Who's surprised? Not me.
No one.
It's so sad that a 15-year-old is already worried about.
I know. That. It's like, look, if you're having, or anything, if you're having safe sex, then
who cares?
Live your life.
Live your truth.
I found this person who did a survey.
Okay.
They have a Medium post. It's from @WelcomeToThePeasantParty.
Oh, thank you.
And this person was, she's just saying that, like, you know, I see a lot on TikTok of people talking about body counts, and they're saying these people are often speaking in absolutes or painting everything as black and white. Example of the types of statements that this person has seen made on TikTok have been, like, women who have a high body count will never find a husband. Oh. Women should focus on qualities that make her wife material. Men are not interested in women who are focused on their careers. Men don't like loud women, blah, 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 blah. All just, like, sexist, absolutist bullshit. So,
ew.
This person went to her Instagram and pulled, like, people who follow her on Instagram, and said that she used Instagram versus TikTok because she wanted to ask people who, like, weren't already in the same space, like, on the same TikTok as her, essentially. So, total participants, 132. Some did not answer all questions. 67 male, 65 female, which is a pretty good split. Age range was 23 to 46, average age 30. So obviously, this is very specific to just whoever's following her Instagram.
Yes.
Like, this is not science, but it is interesting. So she had some yes or no questions. For does body count matter? 96% of the women said no. Only 76% of the men said no.
Mm.
Have you ever asked someone their body count in a romantic context? 59% of women said no. 71% of men said no, which implies that more women are asking men.
Hmm. Interesting.
But I think sometimes you don't have to ask for a body count to be asking that question.
Mm.
Like, you can ask it in a way that's, like, implied, like, oh, what's your history?
Yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Next question is, at your current age, would you ask someone their body count? Female respondents, 90% no. Male respondents, 98% no.
Interesting.
So those were, like, the yes or no questions.
Yeah.
And I also found an article from Mashable that was talking about eHarmony did, like, New Year's resolutions, like, a survey of New Year's resolutions with its users. And they're all just, like, about sex, but 67% of singles in this thing don't plan on asking their next partner how many people they slept with, and only 24% think the number actually matters. So, like, the implication is the importance to society seems to be going down.
Okay, that's good.
So that is interesting also, that, like, at your current age / life stage, like, almost all of them were like, no, I wouldn't ask that question.
Yeah.
What? So then we have some... Oh, this is interesting. Okay, we have qualitative questions and responses.
I love that.
Question number 1A. Is there a number that's too high? And these people had to provide an actual number.
Oh.
So, 11 people responded to this question, because not everyone responded to every question.
Yeah.
The numbers provided were 25.
Okay.
Several people said 30. A couple people said 40, and of those people, all of them said that body count mattered.
Interesting.
70, and then there were 4 people who said, like, triple digits.
Okay.
And of those 4, 2 of them said body count mattered.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is interesting to me, because, like, I don't know. I don't know.
It's interesting to me that someone who, I think, okay, in my mind, if you care about body count, usually you want it to be low. I feel like the people that really care are, like, looking for it to be low, or else you're, like, a slut.
Yeah, but then also the question was phrased in such a way that, like, is there a number that's too high? So, like, it's weird, because on one hand, like, it's odd that 2 people who said triple digits was too high say that body count doesn't matter, but they also said that triple digits was too high. But it's also weird to me that of the 2 people who do think body count matter and said triple digits was too high, it's interesting to me that they say that body count matters, but their bar is so high. Yeah.
Yeah, I was not. Yeah, because, like I said, I feel like often the people that care about it most want you to have a low body count.
Question 1B, these are the responses to that question that were qualitative. They were anecdotal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Someone was like, context and details matter a lot. Someone said different for men and women.
Ew.
Which I have questions on that.
That's, wow. What a thing to admit.
Someone just says, if I never find out, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Which, fair enough. Sexual health history absolutely matters. The only bad number is zero protection. Those were two different ones, but I think in the same realm.
Yeah.
There is no such thing as too high as long as it doesn't increase by more than one when I'm with them.
Okay, fair.
That's assuming you're exclusive, but yes.
Yeah.
I don't care about numbers just as long as she hasn't hooked up with my friends.
Okay, fair.
Someone said regarding a number that's too high, they said mine. My number is too high.
Oh, well. Which, can't nothing to do about that.
Maybe speak to a therapist. I don't know.
If anything, that number is like, there's no way for the number to go down. You know, it's either going to stay the same or it's going to go up. So I don't know what to say about that.
I don't know what to tell you. That's why maybe you should speak to a therapist about getting over that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rather than undoing it, because you can't.
Yeah. Unless you become like a born again, I guess. But that's literally nothing.
Yeah. So then question number two was, what other thoughts do you have on the matter? Mm-hmm. Someone was like, please say sexual partners and not body count, which,
yeah,
fair enough.
Yeah.
Someone said, I had to Google what body count meant. Do kids actually call it that nowadays?
Yeah.
This person says the idea of keeping a list is immature and cringe. This person says, I take pride in keeping mine low. Very curious about the gender of that person. Very, very curious.
Yeah. I mean, both ways it's bad, but it definitely gives a different
flavor to it. It's a different, it changes it differently. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to ask just because I'm curious, but it doesn't matter, which is fair, but just like, definitely don't be doing that like super early.
Yeah.
like first date, be like, hey, what's your body count?
So what's going on?
And then when they're like, oh, that's a little weird of a question to ask on a first date.
Just curious.
And you're like, oh, I'm just curious. I don't believe you.
No, if you're asked, yeah, no.
Even if that's the truth, later. Save it for later.
Yeah.
Somebody asked, is there a body count number that's too low? Like, do people think that exists? Someone said, everyone deserves a hoe face.
And then
another person said, test often.
Mm.
So the overwhelming sentiment pulled from both qualitative responses and DMs is that it matters less as you get older and people grow and change over time. One person said, we are all sinners who are not defined by our past. Okay.
So true.
I have questions about how you define it. We're moving on. That could be very innocuous. It could also be very insidious. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know people that had a lot of sex in college who are having very little sex now. I definitely used to care about this more. I would ask or be asked this in my early 20s, but presumably not now. This used to matter to me, and I used to ask and judge others for it, and I regret doing that.
Mm.
This doesn't matter as much as it once did. I would be caught off guard if someone 30 or older asked me this.
Yeah, and, same.
People are allowed to live wild lives and then grow up. Who cares?
Yeah. I will say this, like, jogged some memories for me. I do remember asking someone in college what, like, I don't think I said body count. I think I asked them, like, how many people you've had sex with. And the reason I cared was that I had not had sex with many people and, like, was very recently, like, demi.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was, like, very nervous about not being experienced enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, that's something that I obviously, like, don't care about now, but being as young as I was.
When
and
you're
still,
in
like,
that situation, you're like, you know, you don't want to feel like, especially if you are not me just, like, placing these feelings on you.
No, please.
but, like, I feel like if someone is demi or a-spec in general, and the person that you are with or, you know, going to be having sexual relations with is aware of that, I feel like there's extra pressure to not be bad because
I can see that.
Because you're like,
especially if they're coming in with like stereotypes or preconceived notions.
Right. Like you don't want to be seen as like you just don't want to be seen as like inexperienced or whatever. Or like, I mean, I had a similar thing when I had to do my first like stage kiss. Where I was like, I've never kissed anyone. I don't want her to know
Yes.
Yeah. That I've never kissed anyone. And yeah. like it's I don't think that's necessarily like a bad. It can be like, oh, I'm not yeah. good enough at sex, but like I don't think it necessarily has to be like a super insidious or like
no. bad. I mean, I think thinking about it from that lens and like just thinking about the mental state I was in, it makes it make sense to me why younger people care about it more. Mm-hmm. Because when I was younger and I was new to sex, I was very like insecure about mm-hmm. like I was still like that weird guy was saying on Quora, like
yeah.
the awkwardness was still kind of there, like it was mm-hmm. a very new experience, and so I was very self-conscious about like, am I doing this right, like mm-hmm. am I good at this, like yeah. are the people around me doing it more, and so they're gonna have like a different conception of how we should be doing this, like
right.
It's just, it's a lot, you know, yeah. especially like in college when people put so much importance on having sex.
And you're trying to figure out who you are, and you're trying to yeah. figure out who you are in comparison to all the people around you.
Yeah. Like it's a lot. It's just yeah. a lot. Being young is just a lot. I say as someone who's still currently young, it's just a lot.
I was thinking about that the other day. I was like, at what point do I stop becoming a young person? Because I was listening to a podcast and they were talking about young voters. And I was like, at what point am I not a young voter anymore?
It probably depends on how many times, like how many presidential elections you've gone through, I would guess. I think there's actually, you could probably find like a pretty decent cutoff number for yeah. that.
Or like when my sister was visiting me, she was like, I've started to worry about wrinkles. And I was like, oh my God, same. I was looking up things to put in my
I think I said this on a podcast already, but I have the amount of gray hairs I've pulled out in the past like 3 weeks specifically. I think that because I was recently talking to someone that's like 32 and they were talking about how they still feel very young. And especially because of COVID, they were like, yeah. I feel 28 is my true age.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure we're going to keep feeling young forever.
Yeah.
Except I definitely have wrinkles now. Like I have wrinkles.
And we're white people. It's only
going
to get worse
from here. Anyway, all this to say that, I don't know, coming from that mindset, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that like, when I was asking people about their sexual history, I don't think it was the number necessarily was the information I was actually trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to understand.
Number also doesn't necessarily imply experience. You could have had right. sex with 10 people once each.
Yes,
or exactly. you could have sex with 10 people 10 times each, and that's very yeah. different.
It is. And like to me, that would matter more.
Mm-hmm.
Considering the only concern I would ever have about a large number of sexual partners is mm-hmm. just that you've been tested between each partner.
Yeah. yeah.
Because you should be getting tested between each partner. And the yeah. more partners you have, the harder that is to keep up right. with.
Yeah.
Which is not a judgment, not to say like, oh, you've had sex with a million people, like you probably have a bunch of STDs. Like yeah. it's not a moral judgment. It's just like,
it's statistics.
That's simply how it works.
Yeah.
Where was I going with that? Oh, yeah. The thing, the information that I would want is like how sexually experienced are you as a young person? That's what I wanted. Now, the information I'd want is like, how much value do you put on sex?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how important is that to you to like the health of our relationship?
Yeah.
But none of those is body count going to help you get that information.
Right. It could be a piece of information provided in helping you to figure out that information.
Yes.
But the number in and of itself doesn't tell
is
you
not,
anything.
It, yeah, it is not the answer.
Turns out, when you get older,
your thoughts and opinions change. Which is, like, I think this just comes back to another reason why body count is so stupid. Because
yeah.
as you get older, your relationships just, like, your thoughts on relationships and what you want and how you relate to people just change. So it's like, how is body count helpful at that point?
And, like, even if you think that having someone who's experienced at sex is important to you, or you think that whatever, 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 if you meet the right person, like,
yeah, are you really going to say no because of that
like,
number?
Like, you can make it work. Yeah. Like, oh, like, you're a virgin and I didn't want to have to hold anyone's hand through their butt but I really love you, but actually I have to break up with you because of it. Like, no.
Like, I mean, I would hope not. I mean, I guess if
you're going to do that,
really,
then honestly,
where your values are,
then honestly, the other person has dodged a bullet in that event.
Well, okay, but it depends on your values in your relationship. Some people, it's hard for me and especially you to conceptualize, but some people really find sex important to, like, having a healthy relationship, you know?
Okay,
like, that's
a big value for them. If a person is a virgin, that doesn't mean they don't have a high libido.
Yes. No, I'm just saying, if the person has, like, a high value for whatever reason on, like, I want a partner who is sexually experienced. Like, would it suck for them? Okay, it's the same thing as, like, someone who really values sex in a relationship not wanting to date, like, an A-spec person who doesn't have sex, right? Like, that sucks, but it's fair as long as they're talking about that in a respectful way. Like, I hate that that's a thing, and I think that can, like, hurt feelings and be really tough to get through. But I can't say that person's a bad person just because they really like sex and don't want to date someone who doesn't really have sex. No, but it is hard because you want to be like, oh, that person's so shitty for not wanting to date an A-spec person or like a sex-repulsed A-spec person specifically. And it's like, well, like, people have different values, you know, which is tough.
Yeah.
Like, you can't be an asshole about it, obviously, but...
Yeah. Sorry, I was just looking at another response to this Quora post, and someone was like, let me give you some real life examples. A is for Alice, blah 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 blah, body count 12. B is for Betty is always in a relationship. She does not have sex unless she is in a relationship. She keeps a fish tank and is never single. Body count 10. Why was the fish tank thing necessary? Is that a
did they give any information like that about Alice?
Okay, no, Alice is not looking for a committed relationship, so she likes to friends with benefits. Let's see, C is for Claire. Claire got married young. She's now single because she cheated on her husband with her boss and with her husband's best friend. Body count 3! And see, that there is evidence that the number actually doesn't mean anything.
No, that's very... that's really fucking funny, but that's a great example that your number does not translate to your values around sex. But why does she have a fish tank?
Is that a euphemism? Like, is there something I'm not understanding?
Let me do some
because
Googling.
all of the other ones, their facts are like related to their dating or sex life. But Betty's like, she keeps a fish tank.
Is having a fish tank a euphemism? I did not spell that right. A euphemism. It looks like there aren't many matches for your search. So I'm going to go with no.
Betty just has a fish tank. Betty keeps fish. It doesn't actually say Betty. It doesn't say Betty has fish. It just says she keeps a fish tank.
Well, hold on. Hold on. So I looked up, what does having a fish tank mean? And then Akora, someone asked, what does owning and caring for a fish tank tell you about a person? And Renee, a professional photographer, has a very long answer.
Okay.
I think it says a lot, depending on if you already know the person a bit. Is it a beginner setup with some bright gravel, fake plants, and cheesy decor? Or did they put in the effort to try to make it look nice, even if they're just starting off? Is it trendily aquascaped, or did they try to emulate a natural habitat? What kind of fish are they keeping? Do they have large, brightly colored school flickering on the tank? Is it a mashup of different species? Do they have a few large or unusual fish?
Look,
are
I
they
think
different
Renee has a point, and I think it has nothing to do with sex. Also, okay, so then D is for Diane, E is for Aaron, F is for Finley, and this one is just funny because Finley sport fucks. She what? Prefers inexperienced part. She sport fucks. She fucks for sport.
What does that mean? Oh. Oh. Okay.
Like, just,
I've
like,
never
for
heard.
Fun.
Okay. I've never heard this term before.
I've never heard of it that way, but
that's so fun.
Yeah. Anyway. Anyway. Is that it? Are we done?
Yeah. I mean, as usual, I don't know that we've gotten anywhere.
We've spoken words.
We've
had a
stuff.
Conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Was that conversation useful.
Helpful, useful,
beneficial?
Probably not. Interesting, even? I don't even know that I mean, that's not for
you
me
tell
to
us.
Say. Not for me to say. It's sometimes episodes that like these that I'm like, I'm pretty sure the vast majority of our listeners agree with us on this. And so it's like, why even listen?
I mean, it's, but I feel like episodes like this are like really honoring the original intention of this podcast, which is
you're very true.
I don't get it.
I don't know. That is very true. Because yes, the original intent of this podcast back in 2017 was, here's a thing that the aloes are talking about. I just don't get it.
I don't get it.
And usually we never got anywhere with those. Like, we never figure it out.
We never solved how long sex is supposed to last.
No, I don't think we've ever solved anything. Actually, wait, there was an episode I distinctly remember being like, I fixed it, but I can't. What was it?
Well, it's one of 300, almost, so.
I know. Should we do something for the 300? Yeah, what do you guys want to do?
Yeah, y'all, what do you want?
Should we do, like, a live stream? I feel like we haven't done a live stream in a minute.
So true.
That could be fun.
Let us know. What should we do? What should we
do? Maybe that'll be the poll this week. What should we do?
And also, is having a fish tank a euphemism?
Yeah, what does that tell you about a person who someone has a fish tank?
Didn't specifically say fish, just fish tank. There could be krill in there for all I know.
There could be nothing.
There could be nothing. There could be even no water. Just a tank.
Okay, that actually does tell me a lot, though. If you have an empty fish tank, that means that you did once have fish and you gave up after it died.
I know someone who has an empty fish tank.
Yeah, I mean, I think an empty fish tank perhaps tells you more about a person than a full one.
Than a full fish tank. Depending on the how well kept the full fish tank is.
Yeah. Okay. You know what? Honestly, I do think a fish tank tells you a lot.
Now we're
about
Renee.
A person.
Now here we are.
Okay, but I Renee. Do because like. No, okay, here's the thing.
I agreed with everything Renee said. I just think it has nothing to do with sex.
It could though, because like maybe if the person like does not clean their fish tank, then they're like not cleaning other things as well. You know?
Okay.
Or like, not about sex, but about relationships. Like, if they're not keeping up their fish, then like, maybe they're not the most committed person.
They don't care about other living beings.
Yeah, like maybe that's not a great partner. Maybe they're not going to be very like attentive to you if they're not even attentive to their fish.
What's our poll for this week?
Our poll is...
What should we do for our 300th episode?
What should we do for our 300th episode?
Is keeping a fish tank a euphemism?
Just what does keeping a fish tank mean to you?
To you, personally.
Yeah, personally. In this essay, I will.
Okay, Kayla.
Yes.
What's your beef and your juice for this week?
My beef is the weather. It was so nice here for like a week or two. It was getting warm. I even turned off the heater for like a day or two. It was getting wild up in here, and then now it's cold again. I don't know if it snowed, but one day it definitely like everything was frozen, and then it's been raining all this week, and I don't like it.
Boo, hiss. Boo. Tomato.
My juice is I recently found a like nonprofit organization in Boston, and they're called QT Library. I found out about them because someone donated our book to them, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, a slay. And they're building up a library of queer and trans books, and they're hoping to open like a brick and mortar location in Boston and have a bunch of community events and be like a queer third space in Boston, because that doesn't really exist outside of like bars. Anyway, so I like met with some of the people from it this week. I'm gonna start volunteering and I'm very excited.
I love this for you.
Thank you. So I might talk about it more at a later time. And also, Boston listeners, you should look it up, because so far everyone has been very nice.
Slay. My beef is I'm once again having Adderall acquisition problems. Nothing changes. Time is a flat circle. My juice, this is not an ad. I wish it was.
Okay,
you know Mint, the finance app, and you know how it died?
Yes.
Okay, it died.
Yeah, I used to use it.
I had Mint. I was never like, I didn't, like, really use Mint to its full extent. I mostly just opened it, like, maybe every month or two and looked at the graphs.
Same. This is literally the exact same thing I did.
But I still felt the need to replace it when Mint died.
Okay, what did you replace it with? I'd love to know.
I was looking up options, and all of them were like, I cost money. And I was like, no. Mm-hmm. So I ended up downloading Pocket Guard.
Okay, I'm writing this down, actually.
Okay. It seems to be fine. But Pocket Guard has a partnership with Bill Shark.
Who the fuck is that?
Bill Shark is... It's the same thing as Rocket Money, the artist formerly mm-hmm. known as Truebill.
Yes.
Where they... So let me just tell you what happened. So my Pocket Guard app gave me a notification. And they were like, yo, it's me, Bill Shark. Your Spectrum bill is crazy.
And you were like, I know.
I was like, dog, I know. And they were like, hey, do you want us to try and negotiate it down?
Ooh.
And if we succeed, we'll take 40% of what you save and then you keep the rest. And I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so I told them to, and I sent them my last two bills, and they were like, okay, we'll do that. I got an email the other morning mm-hmm. from Bill Shark. Let me read to you this.
This is should be an ad.
I know.
They should be paying us for this.
This is an example, Bill Shark, of the types
of what we could be doing.
We could be doing for you.
For you.
Which is, I got backdated credit. I got, oh no, I froze for
You're
Kayla,
back.
But not, okay, cool. I got backdated credit of $45 for like
Damn.
This next month. Over the next 12 months, I will receive a total promotional discount of $540.
Okay.
Over the following 12 months, so starting in April of 2025,
mm-hmm.
I will receive a promotional discount of $360.
Okay.
So in the next 2 years, they are saving me $945 on
that
my
is
internet
wild.
Bill.
That? Wow. I literally downloaded the app right now. This was a perfect advertisement.
I know. And then, like, right after they emailed me, like, I got an email from Spectrum being like, hey, your service has been updated. Promotional discount, minus 20, whatever, minus 10, whatever, minus 5. Like, they, look at that. And I don't,
wow.
I don't even care if Bill Shark is keeping 40% of what I saved, because that's...
Because you didn't have to do it.
That's 60% more of what I would have saved otherwise.
True. Wow.
Anyway.
The future is now.
The future is now. Would recommend. Not an ad, but I wish it was. Okay. We also have a Patreon. Patreon.com/soundsfakepod. If you want to give us money there. We... Oh, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Wait, I have another juice.
What?
I recently... Okay. Here's a story. Is like a month ago, I was in New Hampshire for...
Mm-hmm. No sales tax.
Of times. Exactly. Thank you. And I went to this diner, and it was like a classic diner, and there was so much food. It was beautiful. And I got like a peach iced tea, and I sipped it, and I said, this tastes so good. Mm-hmm. And I said, how did you make this? I love this. Mm-hmm. And they were like, oh, we just use like the flavor syrup or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like you can get it on internet, and it's just like black tea or whatever.
On
and then
internet.
We put a shit ton. Well, they said Amazon, but you know. And
Fuck
you just put a
shit
ton. Yeah. You just put a bunch of syrup in it, and it tastes good. And I was like, oh, of course it tastes good. This is literally just, like, it's just sugar.
Peach sugar.
And flavoring. And so, and I like tea, but I don't like straight tea. So usually I'll put, like, lemonade in it or whatever. But
Queer
I was like,
tea.
I'm going to get a syrup. So I went to the Marshalls near my house because I was like, I think they have a weird shelf of syrups. And they had a lot. Let me tell
at
you
Marshalls?
Something. Yeah, it's like in their weird food section that usually I would like never look at. Like I'm not buying snacks from Marshalls, but
I've the number of times I've been in a Marshalls could be counted on both hands.
Oh, I'm literally always in a Marshalls. If I'm not in my house, I'm probably in the Marshalls.
You're at Marshalls, okay.
So they have a weird section of like snacks, and it's mm-hmm. kind of sketchy. But they had a whole like section of like coffee. Drinks or like caramel, mm-hmm. you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And so I got one that was blood orange flavored. And today I put it in tea and it tasted so good. And it had real cane sugar in it. So I felt
wow.
healthy.
Wow. I love that for you.
Thank you so much.
Our $5 patron. I think I said Alexander last week, but I didn't properly mark you down. So maybe you just get a bonus, Alexander, if I didn't say you last
sure.
week. Well, thank you. Hello. Our other final patrons who are pointing this week are Jolly Lisbert, Catherine Bailey, Kelly, and Layla, and also Liam Gerard, who was new last week, and I know I said you last week.
Liam!
Yeah! Our $10 patrons who are promoting something this week are David Harris, who would like to promote the Cradle book series by Will White, Derek and Carissa, who would like to promote, you know, did I do these last week?
Well, actually, I can check the transcript. I can tell you that.
Like, did I just not mark this down properly? I swear to God, I did these last week.
Let me do a little look.
Maybe not. No. I think we didn't. I think.
You started $10 with $10 for promoting Allison? Something. You started with Allison okay. McGuire.
Yeah, I didn't do these last week. I think I just, every time I'm faced with the name Will White, mm-hmm. I hate it. So I, because it's spelled W-I-G-H-T. And so I'm afraid.
H-I-O.
It's spelled like right, like okay. right hand turn, but with a W. And in my head, I'm afraid of that.
Oh.
And so I think every time I see it, I'm like, oh no, what if I say it wrong? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Anyway, Derek and Carissa, who would like to promote supporting each other through the transitions we face. Elbetter, who would like to promote normalizing the use of tone indicators /stars. My Aunt Jeannie, who would like to promote Christopher's Haven. And Kayla's dad, who would like to promote JennyCreations.com. Our other $10 patrons are Math, Martin, Giselle, Parker, Purple Haze, Barefoot Backpacker, Song of Storm, Val, Allison, Ani, Arkness, Benjamin Ibarra, and Selena Dobson. Our $15 patrons are Ace, who would like to promote the writer Crystal Scherer, Andrew Hillam, who would like to promote the Invisible Spectrum podcast, Dia Chappelle, who would like to promote twitch.tv/MelodyDia, Hector Murillo, who would like to promote friends that are supportive and sharp and help you grow as a better person, Lenny White, who would like to promote DanJWhite.com, Kayla Zanino, who would like to promote KateMakerArt.com, and Chanel, who would like to promote accepting that everyone is different, and that's awesome. Our $20 patrons are Dragonfly and my mom, who would like to promote, you know, the day this episode comes out, so much going on. First of all, Easter. Second of all, trans Jesus. Day of visibility.
Slay.
Third of all,
Jesus is trans confirmed.
Caesar Chavez Day.
Who's what?
Caesar, Caesar Chavez. Ugh. Kayla doesn't care about labor.
Oh. Well, I don't have a job, so you're right.
So true. Also, my grandma's birthday. So
wow,
much
what a
going
day.
On. That's, I guess, what they're promoting.
Sure.
They would like to promote learning about what Caesar Chavez Day is.
I'll look it up. Sorry, everyone.
Thanks for listening. Tune in next Sunday for more advice in your ears.
Until then, take good care of your cows. I almost left the meeting instead of stopping my recording.